The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
Okay, you're very welcome back to the programme. Good morning to you if you are just tuning in. Where have you been? We had an interesting conversation about the future of cash usage. And you've been texting in on that. We really do appreciate it. Just to remind you, coming up in about 20 minutes, we have in studio, once again, Midnight Preachers. They are our fourth act who are taking part in our competition here, where we, I say we, all of us, will select a winner to go forward to represent this region in a national competition. So stay tuned for that. Two tracks coming in from Midnight Preachers. They already have a huge following, huge support. So it's an extra wee treat for you on a Thursday. We'll let you know a little later on as to how you will have your say on who wins. I would not like the job of picking out of our four acts. And I mean that. And I'll tell you how much I mean it. Literally having the conversation with Caroline just while the news was on. It's not just something I say on air. I generally don't do that. But they're all great. And the Midnight Preachers are one of the best bands we have in the county as well. So good luck choosing a winner in all of that. Okay. A caller says the GEA are the Give All Away Association. They distribute money to clubs. Yeah, listen, there's no question. I hope no one thinks that there's a general criticism of the GEA here. That's not what that conversation about. This was about empowering people who've supported the GEA all their lives to go to a game and buy a ticket at the turnstile with their cash that they have in their pocket. They might have to make a small amount of money go a long way. It's easy to budget that way. It's not. No one's calling for a root and branch of the GEA or criticising every element of the every element of it. And also very conscious that it's not the clubs, generally speaking. This is an inter-county situation. Just take cash off people. That's all we're asking for. The only reason they stopped taking cash was because everyone was going to get COVID off the cash. Do you remember? Nothing else. There was no other reason. Using your card for certain transactions like coffee can be used against you when applying for a mortgage, according to my brother's financial advisor. Keep cash, lots of older people. Well, my understanding is, and I've seen mortgage application forms, gambling and the lotto, which is gambling, they work against you on mortgage. I'm not sure they can go so forensic as it relates to how much you spend on coffee, but certainly there's a box to tick the lotto and gambling, so whatever about coffee, I don't know. But your brother is a financial advisor, so you know what I mean? I'd go with that too. That wouldn't surprise me. I'm only saying what I know for a fact. Keep cash. Lots of older people have no idea about cards. They do, maybe. Like, you know, my dad, God rest him, always used the cards. He thought tapping was the best thing ever, and never off the mobile phone and all that. And he was well into his 80s. So I wouldn't say all people are the same. He loved the notion of tapping. The only thing is that every single time he felt the necessity to tell whoever was serving him how the tapping works, as if he discovered this technology. You know what? Just tap here, he used to go. But anyway, so I wouldn't group all people of and I also know younger people who only use cash because that's the way it is. The same people that they don't transfer their bank account online. They wanted to go in and see someone in person. They tax the car in the local office. They don't want to do it online. They prefer to post off the passport because they don't want to do it on the internet. You know what I mean? And that's people of all different ages, so not to group everybody in. Travel to the Donegal v Galway match in O'Donnell Park. Never crossed my mind it would be a ticket-only affair. At the turnstiles, told no entry without a ticket and to go back and get one on my phone. Said I didn't know how to do that. Told get some young person to show you how to do it. I went home. I'll probably never see Donegal ever playing a live match again. The GEA is like the government, totally out of touch with much of the population. Sad for older, forgotten people. Hi, Greg. There are 20 people living around me has stopped going to games because of no cash payment. Exactly. So not the grab all. Three Arena has cash tills. Well, there's one place. Are you sure it's the three? Well, I was definitely at one of these venues and it was cash only for particular events. And I was almost sure it was the Three Arena. There was no cash. When I was there, I couldn't use cash. I know that for a fact. And it's not because I wanted to. It's because someone with me did. Right, okay. Is there any sign of the roads coming to an end in Letterkenny? They must be way over budget, taking them an age to finish. Probably take another year out of it to build a footbridge. Seems there's an open checkbook for this project. Be very interesting to find out the final bill. I'm not sure what the uplift is or what the overrun is. And I'm not sure if there's any wiggle room outside the contract. but don't expect that four lanes to be finished before at least the end of October. That caller is correct. The Irish government did reduce their financial commitment to funding the A5 when the recession hit. I distinctly remember that. Thank you. This is why I'm not an authority, by the way, and I never wish to present myself as such. I'm just here keeping the conversation going. So I appreciate your input there. I really do. Greg, you take the child into the shop with you. Don't talk about being too judgmental. It's common sense, too dangerous nowadays. Thank you. I understand what you're saying, and I have been accused of maybe being too forgiving. And of course, then I kind of did check myself when I realised that the obvious thing to do is what I do, is take the child into the shop with you. I'm a carer of a child with special needs. There is a Facebook support page for parents in Donegal, and every post on it, it's parents being reviewed of their carer's allowance. It appears the government are doing this to every carer in a bid to save money. Okay, well. Right, where are we? Let's take a break. We're heading towards live music, by the way. We've got the Midnight Preachers in, just to remind you, if you're switching on, wondering where they are, coming up just after 10:30. That and so much more besides on this Thursday. So, as we heard a little earlier on in the programme, we don't know the status of the €2.5 million health centre in Dunfanaghy. It was due to be completed in 2020. There's no sign of construction. The Greenfield site is there. We've made our inquiries with the HSC. The paper has, the Tyrconnell Tribune, Councillor Michael McClafferty has. Dr. Rory Stewart is the GP in Dunfanaghy, and he joins us now. Good morning, Doctor. Thanks for your time this morning. Greatly appreciated.
Morning, Greg. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, now, and I put it to Councillor McClafferty that we're hearing now that 58 school projects are being put on ice because of cost overrun potentials and what have you. Are you concerned that financing this now is what the stumbling block might be?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, as you've already alluded to, we expected this to be completed about 3 years ago, and I suppose we've been getting the same message over and over again since then, which is the hold-up is a negotiation between the developer and the builder over costings. So I suppose the longer things go on, it seems like the more expensive things are going to get. And I suppose the fear is at some point the developer would essentially say that this doesn't make sense in an economic sense. And I suppose that would be the concern that it would be canned, so to speak. So yeah, that's the fear.
Yeah, what's the status of planning for this site, Doctor?
Yeah, so the planning went through, I can't remember the exact date, but it's certainly probably a couple of years ago. And of course, planning is only valid for a certain period of time. So I suppose that again is fear that if it goes much longer, then, you know, we'd have to go through the planning permission process again, which obviously can be quite arduous and time consuming. So I suppose any delays now may have knock-on delays further down the line, and I suppose from the perspective of the patients, they're concerned because I suppose the health centre that we have at the moment really isn't for purpose in any way.
Yeah, and my concern would be that other than medical professionals like yourself and those that would work in this centre and the general population who would benefit from it, my concern is it might suit everybody else if, I don't know, I'll put it like this, I'm not sure it's the exact terminology, if the tender were to expire, if we went back to the drawing board because of the increase in construction costs and what have you.
Yeah, obviously, maybe there are some parties where that would make sense for, but obviously, from my perspective, it's really about the patients and the community, and certainly that would be a real issue. People have been voicing concerns over the last 2 to 3 years, and I suppose the local patients are getting, I suppose, more and more frustrated and upset by the delays. And certainly if there was something like that where we had to go back to the drawing board, I think people would be pretty crestfallen and pretty angry because the community came together to I suppose, fight for a new health centre a number of years ago. And, you know, they had a big campaign to save the surgery and to get a new health centre built. And, you know, a lot of effort was put in from the community to get to this point. So I think it would be a massive retrograde step if we ended up going back to having to re-tender for it and everything like that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we heard the councillor raising his concerns. Would you like to see more of a a political backing to this campaign, more vocal perhaps in terms of getting this across the line? Because if this falls by the wayside now, we could be right at the very beginning of a process where people feel they have to start campaigning again. You know, would you like to see maybe, as I say, you know, this issue being raised on a national level by the five politicians that represent the entire county? You know, they don't just represent their own areas.
Yeah, no, you're right. Obviously, I suppose the balance of power lays mainly in the political sphere. Now, what I would say is, you know, all of the local politicians have been engaged in the process and are aware of the situation as an ongoing situation, you know, as we speak, and it has been brought as far as the Minister for Health. And so I suppose outside of that, I'm not sure what we can do as a community other than to try and, you know, keep pushing. And I suppose that's the path that most community groups would take, is to, you know, lobby our local politicians to try and get them to, you know, I suppose to get to the Minister and the Department of Health to see if they have any pull to get something like this done. But to date, as I say, we haven't had much success, so it is very disappointing.
I mean, obviously there's a lot of pressure on the country's finances. My fear is projects, we're getting into a period of time where projects like this start falling by the wayside. We hope that's not the case, because you and other medical professionals and the public deserve a decent space for you to do your work and for them to see the likes of yourself. But for now, Dr. Rory Stewart, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
Bye-bye. Cheers. Take care. Met Aaron have now upgraded the weather warning to an orange one. And I'm not sure how much we'll get of it. But anyway, a status orange snow ice warning is in place now for Cavan, Donegal, Monaghan, Clare, Connacht, Longford, Louth, Meath and Westmeath. They say further spells of sleet and snow today, combined with strong east northeast winds. Significant accumulations of snow are expected in some areas, along with icy conditions. Lying snow and sub-zero temperatures overnight, leading to icy stretches. Possible hazards, possible impacts, very hazardous road conditions, travel disruption, poor visibility. That's valid from 11 o'clock today until 10 p.m. No, it's 10 a.m. tomorrow. All right, that was issued just in the last 20 minutes. Now, again, I want to do a public service and get that information out to you, but I'm also conscious that you might be texting me in the morning and saying, we never seen a flake of snow when it's 4 degrees, do you know what I mean? But there are going to be parts of the county that are going to experience some difficult conditions. And I would err on the side of caution if you had to head, say, for instance, west or through the gap or whatever, maybe try and get it done a little bit earlier in the day, if that's at all possible. Right, okay. Eunan joins us on the programme now. Eunan, sorry, I was coming to you before 10 and then I had an issue with the phone line, but I'm glad you've been patient and waited for me to chat to you. How are you, Eunan?
I'm fine, Greg, and how are you?
I am doing good. Right, you're, I think, really quite typical. You're a 3 decades following Donegal footballers.
I would have followed them for the best part of 30 years anyway.
Yeah.
But when they started this crack of you're not allowed to pay at the gate, that was me finished for them then, because I left school 47 years ago and I can't get this computer thing at all in my head. I can text and phone and that's about the height of it.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get tickets. Now, that's not to say that I couldn't get a ticket. Sometimes you might be able to get somebody to get one for you, but that's if they were going to some of the shops. They used to be, but...
But do you mind asking them, Eunan? Like, because I speak to some people who don't want to ask people to do something as simple as buying a ticket for them, or something that was as simple, but it's not as simple anymore. Do you know what I mean? I mean, everyone's different, and I try and recognise that. But do you constantly want to be calling in favours to do something that you should be able to do yourself, just to buy a ticket at the gate?
Yes, because, I mean, I was brought up in a world where it was all cash, you know. Check and cash years ago, and I mean, going to maybe my granny's or my uncle's there, and you know, when you have cash and you're away, you're always looking for a few bob, but not that you'd ask them, but yeah, when you went away at the weekend, maybe to your granny's, your uncle's or someone, they might have threw you a few bob.
And Eunan, you'd feel like a millionaire, wouldn't you, when you got that, even if it was a handful of loose change or whatever, you just felt like a millionaire to have that cash. There's no point.
Well, for sure, because I was talking to you before, Greg, about years way back a couple of years ago, you're asking about we're chatting about gathering up bottles.
Yeah,
I think I don't know if you remember me
I
or
do,
not.
I do indeed. Now I do, Eunan. Yep.
Yeah, and you know, to get that Winnebago on bottles that time, it was 10 pence for a 5 megan bottle. You know, there weren't a glass bottle to be got in the country because everybody was gathering them up. Money was that tight.
Mm. Well, they're going to start doing that now with plastic bottles. We'll see if it's the. If the same effect is happening, but hopefully it does. And you mentioned too, Eunan, that your grandparents, and it's beautiful memories to have, I'm sure, of the few bob being put into your hand, and you do it for your grandchildren now, and I'm sure you see their eyes light up when you do it. There's not if you said to them, I'll put €5 in your Revolut card or something, it wouldn't mean anything. But you hand them a fiver or whatever you do, a couple of quid. You'll see their eyes light up because they know they've got real money there in their hand.
I mean, it's lovely to see it too, Greg. You know, I love to see the wains coming over and coming in, and when their birthdays and things get, you know, you give them win a pound in their card, you know, and sure, the eyes light up. Like one, I had one here on Sunday there, just there, wee Daniel, and had money in his card, and you see the eyes lighting up on him when he opened up the card. But that's what I was looking for right now, when you see the way you're up the envelope, but that's lovely to see them, you know, at the same time and to be able to give it to them. But I think it'd be a very sad day that if they took cash away.
Yeah, let me ask you, Eunan, did Daniel put the cash straight into his pocket and then read the card, or did he read the card and then put the cash into his pocket?
No, he put the cash in first and then he had a look at it.
he's going to be a businessman then, maybe. So, you know.
I have six grandchildren, and I have to say fair play to them. They do put their savings away.
But I guess, that you're the type of person that when you go into the shop, if they hand you a tenner, you get it broke up to 2 fivers because the grandchildren might be landing.
Oh, well, I would always have a Winnebago in my pocket because when the wains come at certain times, and if they're doing something that they're entitled to a few bob, I would say to them, listen, if you do get that right now, I'll give you a Winnebago.
Yeah, but that's education as well as anything, Eunan.
Right?
That's education. They're learning about the money side of things.
That's right. Well, I remember way back years ago when I was going to school in Letterkenny here, and one of my teachers in fourth class, I thought he was the best teacher since sliced pan because he had a press at the top of the class, and they had apples and bananas and toffees and a box of lucky numbers. And the way it was, if you got your arithmetic right, he'd say, come on up here, son, and pick something out of that. Just one item. You could pick one thing. Well, I was, you know, I left school at 14. The education wouldn't have been mile high, but the one thing I was good at was reading and writing and spelling.
Mm. Well, I left school at 14 too, so.
Well, I learned more out of school than I learned in it.
Well, I was going to say, you don't want to discourage people, but I just couldn't work at school I finished school on a Friday and started working on Monday, and I haven't stopped working since. I've worked every moment since then. Anyway, Eunan, come here. I could chat all day, but we've live music on the way. I just think I don't like to hear someone like yourself who spent 30 years following the county team now feeling that you can't because you have to, because you prefer not to deal in online and stuff. And I just think that's really unfortunate.
You know, Greg, you know, I'd like to say one thing. I think, do you see the likes of me and there's plenty like me? What the GAA should be doing for the likes of us, because I tell you, I missed the two All-Irelands that we actually won. I was actually in Dublin, but I had to go to a pub to watch it after going for 30 years following them. I couldn't get a ticket for that day, but I've seen people come from America and different parts of the world was able to get them, and them not to the match all year.
That's a different conversation.
But we should be trusting the GAA, where if you're going to a match, there should be some way of regulating that a ticket, you get a stub, and if you have so many stubs that you should be entitled to a ticket get a ticket for that big game at the end of the year.
I think they did have a scheme a couple of years ago. But Eunan, come here, listen, we'll chat again. Thank you so much. Fair play to you. You're a great granddad, and it's lovely to chat to you. Have a lovely day.
God bless. Thanks very
God
much.
God bless to you too, Eunan. Thank you very much indeed. Eunan there, okay. All right, now it's time to introduce the Midnight Preachers, a band with a huge local following, with a big national following as well. A few albums in the bag on soundtracks and back on Highland Radio. It is great to welcome back Owen Johnson, Emer McLaughlin and Colin Kenny. Owen, good morning to you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic and it's great to have you back on the 9 till noon show and back on Highland Radio. And thanks for entering this competition as well. As I say, you know, you're already enjoying great success. You're currently working on your next album, is that right?
That's right, yeah. And just like to say as well, we're very grateful to be here and it's great of Highland Radio to be promoting local music. And if I sound a bit like Johnny Cash or something this morning, got a bit of a cold. So,
well, I also have a bit of a cold, but I'm not using any excuses, Owen.
Yeah, that's it. A good carpenter
also
doesn't blame his tools.
I'm not about to sing. So, so you're working on the new album. You're continuing. I suppose it's just trying to continue that momentum that's built up there.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, we're working on the album, and the competition was great because it kind of forced us to get something that we were working on ready and sent in.
Yeah, and I think too what yous are as bringing credibility, as all our acts are, to a movement about, as I said to the boys yesterday, getting more Irish music played, not on weekends, not for specific months, all the time. And I think that's what I see me and you guys being a part of here.
I appreciate that. The quality is definitely out there and you only have to look at the standard of the other acts from this week to hear that. But it's very difficult as a musician to break through that. So, it's tough to get through that glass ceiling. So if things like this are great to give people that confidence that they can sort of stand up there with the big boys and...
Yeah, there's absolutely no, because we the quality's there, the variety's there. We've heard it from this week. You know, you can fit all of the bands into genres if you wanted to, that they bat in the same as you, that hold their own no problem. It is just a case of the platform.
That's it, exactly.
In my view. Right, okay, so we're going to hear Summertime is the song we're going to hear first. Then the track that people have been listening in the promos and on air is Mirrors. We'll get to that and have a quick chat in between tracks if that's okay. But are you happy enough to plough on there?
Yep.
All right, okay. This is Summertime. It's from the ever-popular Midnight Preachers. They are Owen Johnson, Emer McLaughlin and Colin Kenny. As I say, this is their track Summertime.
Thanks, Greg.
Summertime, I've got you on my mind. Can you still feel me around? Take my time and wait for the sun to come back to me. I'm calling deep in my soul. Something tells me you are alone. Free falling, wait for your love. Won't you give me a taste of the summer sun? Sunny days, oh, don't keep me waiting. Been too long since I felt your love. Summertime, I've got you on my mind. Can you still feel me? Take my time and wait for the sun to come back to me. I'm calling deep in my soul. Something tells me you are alone.
All right, that was Midnight Preachers and their song Summertime, which sounds amazing. And just to remind you, I'm sure you're aware, and those watching on our socials would certainly be aware, that all of our acts are performing live in all elements of it. And that sounds, it's just a lovely sound, isn't it?
Thanks very much.
You get that yourselves, I'm sure, because you're perfectionists in that regard. In terms of gigs, where can people see you locally, or do we know what's happening for the summer yet?
Yeah,
dare we speak of the summer yet? Do we have to get St. Patrick's Day out the way?
You mentioned Glastonbury the last time, Greg. No. Yeah, we've got a few festivals coming up, and we're in preliminary stages of planning a tour with a group from Israel called the Dodies, and we're looking at different things. Locally, we're in the Oyster, the Drift Inn in Bunkrana, and those kind of dates are up on the Facebook. So
brilliant.
Those are the ones we can talk about.
All right. And anything that might be coming up that you can't talk about?
No.
A few irons in the fire, maybe we'll see. All right. Okay. It's great to be able to, for people to get a look at yous locally with the tours that are upcoming and all, and the festival season, which is ahead of us.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So we're going to hear the track now, Mirrors. Tell us about how long have you had this track in the bag? Because it's one of those songs. It's a great song because it instantly sounds, you know, like you can sing along to it after one or two hearings, and I said this yesterday, presume is what good songwriting and good music is all about.
Well, I really appreciate that. That's kind of the litmus test for us, is when the song's over, is there something you remember about it? Something good you remember about it. Yeah, so it's kind of, that idea has been knocking around since about 2017. And it's got that sort of 70s type thing, which we really love, obviously. And We try and write stuff that we like, which sounds like a sort of stupid thing to say, but
no, is that where it comes down to all that, you know, these buzzwords? But it's authentic, then, isn't it? If it's what yous are doing as a collective, right?
Yeah.
Then you believe it, and then the audience will believe it. That's where the connection comes from, isn't it? That's how you grow organically, I suppose, an audience.
Yeah, I think so. And we all love that kind of stuff because it's very authentic. We don't record to a click. We don't use autotune. We don't do that kind of thing. We don't use samples. So it's all very live and natural. And when it works, it's very satisfying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to hear it now. This is Mirrors. You've heard it on the radio. You've heard it in the promos, I'm sure, and heard it across our social media. And I feel you'll be hearing a lot more of it into the future. This is the live performance now. This is the Midnight Preachers and their track, which is in this competition, and it is Mirrors. Whenever you're ready, guys.
Thanks, Greg.
Singing the blues.
Yes, Midnight Preachers there, and that's their track, Mirrors. If you're doing that live, would you go on for another like minute or two just on the instrumental? I could listen to that for a while, there's no doubt about that.
That's the plan, to get all lost in it and start soloing and stuff. But it's sort of a dreamy type thing.
It is, and I'm not a music aficionado, although I pretend to be like everything else. But your work's brilliant in that. But the bass is particularly nice on that, and the percussion obviously is excellent. But there's a lovely bit of bass guitar in there as well.
Thanks very much. I'll be sure to pass that on to Emer there.
It might make her minutes. Yeah. I think it won't go beyond that. Listen, thanks so much. As I say, you're successful already, and that's going to continue, I've no doubt, and hopefully. Being part of this to assist, and we appreciate you being a part of it because it's like all the other acts, it brings good credibility to it as well, which is brilliant. And thanks so much I hope what I'm trying to say has come across correctly. But Owen, listen, thanks for the time.
Thank you, and thanks for the platform, and thanks for giving the platform to everybody else too, because it's an important thing to do, as you say.
Yeah, all right, Colin, well done to you as well, and Emer, of course, all amazing artists, as all four acts have been, and I hope you really do agree with us. We're going to be letting you know how you get involved in the voting very shortly. We've got external judges as well who are well placed in the music industry and the booking industry as well, that are independent to all of this process. And I would not like to be you, the listener at home. Now, you may know some of the people involved and vote for that way, but if you're completely independent, I would not like to pick any of the four acts because, for all different reasons, any of them could win. And I genuinely believe that. But we'll let you know about voting and all of that coming up for you very shortly. But we have to take a break here now. Right, 086 60 25,000, WhatsApps and texts, that number. The Midnight Preachers, such a great band. Hope they win. Well, you can vote for them. And other great tunes from the Midnight Preachers. What a voice. They deserve more airtime. Fabulous song. Well, you'll hear them regularly here. We just want everyone to get an opportunity to hear the great music that we have in this country. Greg, I've heard the songs. Looking forward to today's entry. Hope I can vote, as I can only phone or text. Nothing else coming in from Mary. Well, Mary, we're going to kind of probably just do it on the website, to be honest with you, because to try and just to be completely open, right? Because considering this and talking about this, if we do it via text, some people WhatsApp and some people text, and it's easier on the SMS text to sort of calibrate the votes, but then some people now are so used to using WhatsApp, we might miss out on some votes as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to have one portal on the website where you can vote for the four acts and watch the performances back again. And then what can we do? Oh yeah, then we'll share it out through the social medias and all that type of stuff. Listen, I'll chat with the people who make these decisions and see if there's some phone system we can employ as well. But I just think in the interest of fairness and being able to collate them in a simple manner, the website might just be the best option there. Right, let me see. I do have an ad break, but I'm trying to figure out how long it is because I have to, whilst I'm talking, look at the clock to make sure I don't run over. 2 minutes, 24 seconds. Okay. I'm on holidays in a country 7,000 miles away where cash is king, but I visited a shopping mall that served only food. The first thing you have to do is go to a booth and deposit X amount of money on a card. Then go get food at a variety of counters and pay with the card. 5:25 in the evening, it's 26 degrees, I'm sitting on a balcony having a cup of Lion's tea listening to Highland Radio. Can't get much better. Wowzers, that sounds lovely. I would love to be sitting on a balcony. Doesn't have to be 7,000 miles away. But that sounds lovely. Enjoy it too. You well deserve it. Sinead O'Brien, Chestnut Grove, Lifford, happy birthday to you, Sinead, from Anne and for Jim. Okay, from Jim as well. That slipped into the comments here. I don't want to go from my own request to something incredibly, incredibly serious. Right. Okay, I get that. Hi, Michaela over in production. How are you getting on? Just telling me that now. I have an ad break to figure out what fader I put up. We'll do that now. Back with the news in a sec.